5th District Congressman Tim Walberg is on the line with us this morning. And I almost feel we need to have like James Earl Jones or somebody like that come along and proclaim, it is done. The debt ceiling bill suspension, I guess, is what they're actually calling it now. The Senate passed that last night, going to the president's desk to get that signed. Is this the way the sausage has to be made?
I think so, and good to be with you. And it is done. And I think it was done because the House Republican Conference put together a plan, the only one. The Senate didn't have a plan. The White House didn't have a plan except increase taxes and do a clean debt ceiling. We weren't willing to do that, so we put through the Limit, Save, Grow Act that ultimately became the negotiating tool. And because of that, we got, I've heard all numbers as high as 95%, but I think at least 90% of what we asked for in that Limit, Save, Grow plan, which raised no taxes, which reduced spending. First time in history, Ken, first time that we will have an actual reduction of the deficit in this bill, the largest deficit reduction bill in the history of Congress. And some would say, well, it was only $2 trillion out of a $32 trillion debt. Well, if it was easy to do it more than that, then why haven't we done it yet? This is the first time. So we held to our commitment that we would not raise taxes, we would not raise spending, we would pay the debt, so we'd have to raise the debt ceiling, and we would put in places, a number of places, reductions and the ability to continue reducing in the future, and a 1% increase over the course of the next 6 years. That's way below inflation. It meets the needs. Nobody can complain about that legitimately. And in the end, we also ended the suspension of student loan debt payoffs 60 days after the enactment of this bill. All of those that hold those debts will have to start paying again. That saves the taxpayer $5 billion a month in having the payments made. We put workfare in. Again, that was in during Clinton's administration. The Republicans pushed that in the Contract with America. He accepted it. It was patterned after Michigan's own workfare plan that gave the opportunity for people to see that, you know, it's not a bad idea to be back in the marketplace earning and caring for myself. And we certainly need workers out there. So that was put in place. And then there's something that's going around that we did not do what we said we would do in ending funding for 87,000 new IRS agents that the president wanted. Yes, we did. Totally nixed any funding for those agents. We'll have to do it again next year, but the same guys who put that in this year, the Republican House members, we're going to do the same thing next year. So that ended as well. A number of other great things as part of that bill. Would we have desired more? Sure. But this had to be done, and as in a military conflict situation, the enemy has a vote. In our case, the Democrats had a vote as well. So in order to get it through a Democrat-controlled Senate, Democrat-controlled White House, we had to establish a negotiating tenor. But in the end, there had to be a compromise that took place, and thankfully we got it done on time. We didn't melt down, and the world will go on with the American economy and our dollar being the world currency.
Not everybody was happy. Some members of the Freedom Caucus, well, like 35 members, something like that, voted no against this. Didn't think it went, I guess, far enough within that. What's your answer to them?
Well, I would love to have the same provisions that they wanted. But you got to have the votes, boys. You got to have the votes. And it wasn't going to be there. The Senate, we could have arguably done it again in the House like we did the Limit, Save, Grow with Republican votes only. No Democrats supported it. So it's crazy to hear them say that that we were holding up the debt ceiling as a hostage. No, it was them. We put a proposal through back on April 26th. But my friends in the Freedom Caucus, if they could have got the votes, we could have done it. They didn't get the votes. I'm thankful that a guy like Jim Jordan, for instance, who is the founder of the Freedom Caucus, voted with us. Voted a yes on this legislation. So did Marjorie Taylor Greene. A lot of people like her style, her feistiness, her conservatism, but she voted for it as well. I think Newt Gingrich said it best. You don't get everything at one full swoop. You do it in process. And he said this bill was an absolutely solid bill that sets us up for additional legislation that will move our country forward. And that starts with the appropriations process. And the one thing we did, Ken, here, which was unbelievably simple, and I don't know why I didn't think of it. I think of simple things. But Thomas Massie from Kentucky said, why don't we force the Senate Democrats to pass a 12-bill appropriations package that we send to them to do it on time, and if they don't, that we will have an automatic CR built into this process, continuing resolution. And a continuing resolution says that simply we just keep going on the same funding level as the last year. Whether you like it or not, that's what it's going to be until we do something. So we put that in plus a 1% reduction. So if the Senate doesn't pass 12 appropriations bills that we send to them by January, then an automatic CR with a 1% reduction, 99% of past year's spending goes into place. That already is shown to be incentive, because Chuck Schumer was talking yesterday with Mitch McConnell saying we've got to get those 12 bills passed this time so that doesn't cost us that by having a 1% reduction. So little things like that can go a long way, and that was part of the bill as well. Was it perfect? No, absolutely not. I'm glad our entire Michigan delegation, except for Rashida Tlaib on the Democrat side, all the rest of us, Republicans and Democrats in the Michigan delegation, voted in favor of this because we saw this as a necessity to move forward, and it put foundation blocks in place for a lot of good things to come in the future.
It was an interesting week in Washington, D.C. Congressman, thanks for checking in. Have a wonderful weekend. If not, sir, we'll talk next week, all right?
We'll do that. Saw rain in Dowagiac yesterday, so hopefully we'll see some of that move our way in Branch County and east.
We need some right now. That's 5th District Congressman Tim Walberg.